Remember, this week we are asking the following question.
Question?
What gets your attention as a leader? What gets your attention as a leader? Today we're going to talk about your conscience, so stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
Leaders who respond to their conscience are focused on character. Your character. Here's a quote from Kuzes and Posner, who have written a book called The Leadership Challenge. Quote, "We want leaders who are credible. We must believe that their word can be trusted, that they are personally excited and enthusiastic about the direction in which they are headed," end quote. Well, that's a perfect definition of character. People who are credible, people whose words can be trusted, people who are excited about the direction that they're headed. Again, when you work with your own conscience and you respond to your own conscience, it's easy to lead this way. You're always thinking about things like your integrity. You're thinking about perhaps being enthusiastic about what you believe in. Perhaps you spend some time in self-renewal, looking at your own personal journey and figuring out. That's all a part of character. It focuses a lot on values of the followers and also your mission. But here's what I really like about responding to your conscience. You always have a source of hope and enthusiasm. You're always thinking about the way it can be done based on your conscience. So you take the people side out of it. You take all the problems out of it. You take all the ideas. It has to do with what do you believe in your conscience is the right thing to do. Your character, your integrity, your trust. That's a great way to lead. So if you respond to your conscience, you might be leading from a character point of view.